Hello.
Good afternoon. I'm Ratune Akar from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployed Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak with the person who requests this call back?
Yes, my name is Devin. So what happened was I had took a leave with Cedric, and under my impression at the beginning of my leave, they were making it seem as if it was a paid leave. But now that I got confirmation that it wasn't a paid leave, and the guy was telling me I could probably file a claim with the Department of Labor or see if I'm eligible to do so.
Okay, so you would like to file for unemployment benefit? This is what you say, sir?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay, thank you. So let me assist you right here in this line. And also, just 1 second, please. Okay, so now may I have please your social security number?
423-511-1846.
1846?
Yes.
May I have please your full name?
Full name, Devin Jermaine Cross.
May I have your birthday, please?
Birthday? Is that what you said, birthday? Okay,
yeah,
07-28-2000.
Okay, may I have your full, I'm sorry, your mother maiden name?
My mother maiden name is Sherry Drummond.
Okay, thank you. So now let me update this information. Just 1 moment, please. All right, let me read for you. So I understand that knowledge making a false statement or falsifying in con documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud. I understand that fraud is a federal offense and I can be up to 5 years in prison and could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand, sir?
Yes, I understand.
Okay, thank you. So let me ask you other questions. Do you file unemployment benefit in another state with the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you been in the Army in the last 18 months?
Nope.
Do you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Have you applied for TAA?
No.
Has your name changed since the last time that you filed for unemployment compensation?
No.
Have you been working under different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you been working under different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
May I have please your phone number?
205-499-8526.
All right, thank you. May I have please your driver license number?
94-33-330.
All right, and this is from Alabama?
Yes.
May I have please your race? Are you white, African American?
African American.
And what is the highest grade that you complete in school?
Bachelor's.
Okay. Have you been in the United States Air Force for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
May I have please your home address?
3036.
3036.
Yes,
3036. 6 or 5?
6.
Okay.
Ivy, Ivy. Chase. Luke. L-O-O-P.
Okay.
So it's 3036, Ivy, Chase, Luke.
Okay.
And that's from Montgomery, Alabama.
May I have a seat code, please?
36117.
36117?
Yes.
Okay, you say 336 Ivy Chase Luke.
Yes, that's correct.
And the city is in Montgomery, 36117?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. May I have please your occupation from your last employer?
Well, so what happened was I am currently still with my employer, but I was on a paternal leave.
Yeah,
And
but right now I am asking you about your occupation. What are you doing in your last employer? Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I will
okay.
ask you that information later.
So right now I am I would say personal shopper at Sam's Club.
This is what you're doing in that employer and that with that company?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and are you seeking work and you current occupation? And you current occupation?
And I'm seeking work.
If you would like to keep doing the same thing that you've been doing.
Yes, yes.
Do you obtain work through a union?
Can you repeat that?
Do you obtain work through a union? Are you part of a union?
I'm on part of a union.
Yes, are you?
No.
Okay, are you attending a school right now or training?
No.
Did your employer give you definite day to return to work?
Yes.
What day you have to go back to work?
Friday on the 16th.
Yeah, what is August 15th or?
Yes, August the 16th.
15th, so in 2 days?
Yes.
And right now, are you in temporary, you're saying in leave. And are you able to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Am I mentally and physically able?
Mm-hmm. To work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
And what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
16.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working in a commission basis or do you have real estate license?
No.
Have you applied or are you receiving compensation due to work related injury?
No.
Have you applied or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you been working in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April 2023 to March 2024?
Nope.
Okay, now let me ask you payment options. Do you choose to have 10% off of your weekly benefit check for federal income tax?
Can you repeat that one?
Yes, sir. If you would like to pay taxes out from your benefit check. If you approve for benefit, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit through your checking or saving account, or you can choose the prepaid benefit card. So benefit.
Direct deposit.
Okay. Everything regarding to cash out, PayPal, or Chime, the system don't allow it to take it. If you have a traditional bank, may I have your routing number, please?
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, so routing would be 06-20-00-019.
Okay, I need you please verify one more time your routing number.
06-20-00-019.
All right, thank you, Manaha. Your bank account number, please.
025-373-0151.
Okay, I need you, please verify one more time.
025-373-0151.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I didn't hear you. It's really hard to hear you. I don't know if you're having a speaker and sometimes I can hear you clear.
025-373-0151.
Okay. All right. Let me update this information. And now, thank you. Let me ask you about your last employer name, and I have it, please.
Safe Haven Security.
Okay. in that one, you should say having security. In what city you was working?
Montgomery, Alabama.
And then I had a telephone number from this company?
So the telephone number would be 877-842-0818.
0818, this is what you say, sir?
Yes, 0818.
All right, thank you. And how you beginning day? What day did you start to work with this company?
I started with them in November of 23.
What day you would like to choose from November?
I would say we could do first, because it was at the beginning of the month.
Okay. And how you last day that you physically went to work?
I think it was January 27, 24.
Okay, January 27.
Yes.
Okay, and why are you no longer working with this company? They discharge you? Are you quick?
No, I resigned due to the child care schedule, and that's where I went to Sam's Club.
Okay, answer. Could you please provide me one more time the last day that you physically went to work?
Oh, my last physical day of work was July the 24th.
Okay, and also I remember you told me in the beginning that you had 2 days back to work, so.
Yeah, my
what do you mean? No, yeah, so you have to go back to work. So that means the final incident, why you're not working with this company, because if you are, you have a day to back to work, right?
Okay. I feel like it's a misunderstanding. So the reason I am calling is because I am employed, but I was currently on a newborn at time leave through Sedgwick, and Sedgwick on their end, they was required to they was putting me in a position of telling me that it was going to be a paid leave, but
okay.
I found out today that it wasn't a paid leave,
okay.
So this whole time I was on leave.
Okay.
So I'm thinking I was going to get, yeah.
Okay, and so this is why you provide me that day that you have to go back to work. Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. So now let me ask you the questions. After your last day at work, have you received or do you expect to receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied? Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, I have not.
Okay, so you are certified that your answers are true and accrue with the law provide penalty for making false statement to obtain unemployment benefit. So I certify to put in my full name here that all my answers are true. Is that okay if I put in your full name?
Yes.
So now let me ask you, I am filed a claim for unemployment in the state of Alabama.
Yes.
I certify under penalty that I am the person who name and information was provided and this claim are true to the best of my knowledge.
Correct.
I understand that it's my responsibility to read myself with the context on the claiming handbook, benefit rights and responsibilities.
Yes.
Okay, so now let me read for you the closing statement. The following instruction and telephone number are very important. Normally take it 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim, we just finished it, also register for work with the Alabama Care Center system. Your Care Center application will remain active for 90 days. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Care Center, or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And one day, you will like resume. For you to do so may result in interruption in your benefit. So the process you just completed right now, it doesn't know automatic start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week for the previous week. So for you to complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. So you can file weekly certification either online and you claim it portal, click weekly certification, or you can do it through the telephone number. So the phone number that you need to call every week, it is 800-752-7389. Your first weekly is starting this coming Sunday, and you have to make sure that it's before 5 p.m.
Okay.
Okay, yes, your employer will be contact regarding your separation. We may require a follow interview to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision and your claim is made. Okay, so are you part of union? I remember you wasn't part of union.
You said part of union? No, I'm not part of union.
Yeah, I remember asking you and you... It's because in the system show me that you are part of union. So let me go back to that question.
Yeah.
Okay, just let me go because I need to go back just in case.
When you say part of union, exactly what do you mean by that?
Some employer, they are working through a union. So this is a card that you should be having.
So meaning as in like a third party from my company.
Right. Do you obtain work through a union? I put a union that I put in no, but the system is still showing me that you are part of union.
Okay, so yeah, that may be the case then, because it'll be going so I'm with Sam's Club and they do their through scissors.
Okay. So since you are union and you have expect to recall day to work, you are not required to make a work research, but you must be able and to return to work. Any change and you recall status, you must report it to calling the inquiry department line at 800-361-4524. So now let me provide you the confirmation number for this claim. If you are ready, please let me know.
Yes, I'm ready.
It's 498-103-705.
Okay, I got it.
And now
so it's 498-103-705.
Mm-hmm. Correct. PIN number for weekly is 4600.
4600?
Correct. This is the PIN number for your weekly certification. Okay. All right. If you don't have any questions, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Clinic. You have a good afternoon.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.